Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about an important topic I come across, and I thought to share with you and brief it, and it could help in any case condition, generally speaking, and even for the lifestyle, and if you encounter any patient with chronic illness or chronic pain in the clinical setting. So after you introduce yourself, as always we agreed, double check the patient name, date of birth. You'll ask the patient, how can I help you? The patient might say, I'm having too much pain, or I'm having this kind of chronic inflammation or chronic condition, or I'm getting this and I'm not improving. As we all know that the population now getting aged, and they survive for some time, longer than used to be before. So the topic is about chronic pain and chronic inflammation, and how bad and how we can reduce it as we age and be at least in the healthy profile. So basically, the inflammation, as we all know, it's a natural process of the body to an acute insult. But if it lasts longer, it becomes chronic. And it seems that the body did not switch off or turn off the inflammatory process, which will cause damage to the body tissue. And this can be a precursor for certain chronic disease, as we all know. So, for instance, like diabetes type 2, cardiovascular disease, and many more, including cancer. So the cause, it's not an easy thing to pinpoint. However, experts say that the immune system will go a wary and in a confused manner, like, for instance, the pollution that we expose to in our daily life, eating unhealthy food, smoking, sleep problem and disturbance, high level of stress level, all of that play a role. And the chronic inflammation can progress silently with its manifestation later on, say, for instance, the manifestation can be like persistent fatigue, tiredness, sleeping difficulty, joint muscle pain, mental health issue like depression, anxiety, constipation or diarrhea, acid refluxes, weight loss or weight gain, and repeated infection. So if that one of the manifestation anyone have, it's recommended to have the check for the blood inflammatory marker, and I mean by that mostly the ESR and C-reactive protein. So it's erythromycin sedimentation rate, erythropoietin sedimentation rate. So this is basically the two that we know. So what's the risk and the complication? It has been found that there is a link also to an imbalance for the gut flora, which microbiome, and this will cause H. pylori to flourish and later on predispose to stomach cancer. Also, for the level of the cardiovascular system, it has been known, as we all know, tobacco smoking and high blood pressure will cause insult to the blood vessel lining and cause plaque formation, and of course will injure the coronary artery, and this will cause either myocardial infarction or will cause later on stroke. Type 2 diabetes, as we know, it will has fat tissue with elevated, much elevated level of the cytokine, because the normal level is acceptable. However, it's excessively high. It will overwhelm the body, which will cause, of course, inflammation and raised of the blood sugar, and thus type 2 diabetes, which is obviously currently in the rise. And the other thing is cancer. So, for instance, mostly it's associated with colorectal cancer, and also a liver cancer as well. So what we can do in order to improve this situation, because obviously the diet has a link. It has been stated long time ago, and it's always recommended that we need to eat a good portion of fruit, like five portion of fruit, vegetable, plant-based food, like berry, leafy greens, beets, avocado, grains, legume, ginger, turmeric, green tea. All of that has a high level of antioxidant, which could fight and delay tissue damage by decreasing, of course, the inflammatory marker like interleukin 6, which is linked to rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus 2, and the stress level. Also, it's recommended to consume fermented food with live microbe in order to reduce the inflammatory marker. And this is, has been tested by the expert for 10 weeks, which shows reduction of inflammation. So it's recommended to consume yogurt with live and active culture, kefir, fermented cottage cheese, and other things like kemi, kombucha, which will reduce inflammatory level 6, fibrin, and insulin resistance. It's also mandatory to consume as well omega-3 fatty acid to reduce pain-related inflammation. So it's advice for the healthy fat fish, like, for instance, salmon, tuna, mackerel, and also some nuts like walnut, pecan, ground flaxseed, and chia. It's also recommended strongly to cut down or cut back on the red meat because they have red meat because it has pro-inflammation. So if it's hard for you to cut them down, you can substitute with fish, nuts, soya-based protein, lean cuts of meat like sirloin and tenderloin. It's very mandatory as well to eat less sugar and processed food. Nowadays, supermarkets everywhere, it's all processed food. So they are really not good because they contain a lot of preservative, a lot of salt, a lot of sugar. All of that will release inflammatory messengers that will increase the risk of the chronic inflammation. Also, the deep fries and the pastry contain high level of unhealthy fat, which is linked to inflammation, as we all know. However, now the trend about the air fryer, which can reduce that by the amount of the oil used in the frying for the food. For the drinking, it's advised to drink a good choice of water, like sparkling water, infused water, blend dairy milk and sweetened sugar and coffee, and changing your lifestyle to curb that inflammation. So it's advised to engage in moderate exercise at least 30 minutes 5 times a week, or 20 minutes brisk walking in order to reduce inflammation, because as we age, those kind of inflammation build up in our body. Also, have a good sleep night. So it's aiming at least for 7 to 9 hours for adults. And I did the podcast about the sleep hygiene. I advise about all the steps you can follow in order to have a good night's sleep. So try to listen to that. And also manage the stress by doing yoga, meditation. And there is another thing called Tai Chi, which is developed from the Far East, and it's about basically the way how to walk. I tried it myself only once. I didn't feel that it's for me. However, I'm trying to do yoga as well. So this is something to consider. Meditation, I did it only once, and I feel probably in the mid of the day, by the end of the day, you can do it. But on the start of the day, it's kind of just, you know, make you relax and you feel like you want to sleep. So it's another choice to consider as well. And for those who are smoker, try to quit smoking. Try to do something about it, because it's also cause damage to the tissue and will increase the inflammation as well. So all of these measures I just stated, I read it in an update article, and I'm really convinced with what has been said. It's good to start small steps in order to build up and decrease the inflammation marker and the inflammation insult in your body as we age gracefully. I hope by that I covered one of the main topics that you can incorporate also in your case station if you come across any patient with chronic alignment, like chronic pain, chronic whether it's bone or muscle, chronic cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, all sorts of that kind. You can incorporate it and hint your patient, and you can hint also yourself about it to probably for a better lifestyle. Thank you. Thank you.